So regular listeners to the show will know I'm a massive fan of the news stories you get about once a month, maybe slightly more, when the face of Jesus Christ is found in everyday objects. There was one last month, the face of Jesus was found in the bacon burning in a frying pan, which isn't very plausible. Why would Jesus come back to Earth and choose to be seen in the burning bacon in a frying pan? If anything, I think Jesus was probably a vegetarian. Anyway, here's my favourite one today. Nelly Noden had been chewing some chewing gum on Good Friday, but left it on the mantelpiece while she ate some crisps. When she returned, she claimed that the gum had turned into an image that resembled Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, has come back to Earth in some chewing gum. The second I put my eye on it, she said, I could see him. I'd just got back from going to the shops to buy a few things to eat when, as usual, I put my gum on the mantelpiece to have some crisps. I went to pick it up again, and Jesus was just there staring at me. I couldn't believe it, especially as it was Good Friday, she said. How the mighty have fallen. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, and 3 days later came back to life. He died, and then physically came back to life. Now, 2,000 years later, he's had to let it go a bit, and he's coming back in some chewing gum. I don't quite buy the story. And the most shocking thing about this story is that she physically took the chewing gum out of her mouth, put it on her mantelpiece, had some crisps, and then thought it would be a good idea to re-chew the chewing gum. How wrong is that?